two.
Is there ever a time when you or Galloway or Scruggs, or anybody else, you come out for the arena?
I thought you come out for the ballpark, the horse track.
I'll
try to answer you if you'll stop.
Okay.
I thought Detroit building an arena 40 miles out of town was the most ludicrous thing I'd ever heard. I went there. That was terrible. It was a terrible waste of money to put the Silver Dome out there.
But
it's awful.
But you supported everyone in town. The racetrack, the arena, the ballpark, and now the stadium.
Don, let me ask you something. That cursed piece of land that you drove past just a minute ago.
Yes, sir.
If you lived to be 500 years old, would the city of Dallas ever develop that land?
I don't know the answer to that.
The answer's no. The answer is no.
But I know if I live 20 more years, the arena will be obsolete.
That arena won't be obsolete in 20 years. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Listen, I know these things are not a boom, but you know what? Sometimes a city getting up and saying, we're going to go for this. We're going to make Dallas work. We're going to make Arlington a destination. Hey, we're going to increase the size of our convention center, which Arlington did a couple years ago. Sometimes a city getting off its butt and going after something's good for the city. Dallas, meanwhile, has frozen butt. We haven't been up in 15 years. We haven't even stretched our legs in this city. And I hear people saying, well, why doesn't he pay for it all? Hey, City of Dallas, give me a call and tell me all the people who are coming to town willing to spend $325 million of their own money to try to develop something. Hey, you give breaks to businesses. You give breaks to JCPenney when they move here. There were all sorts of breaks offered to Boeing when they move here. This isn't new. This isn't sports. This is done in business. This is done in business. There are all sorts of offshoots. You try to put a bottom line on some of these things? Yeah, the bottom line can look a little bit shaky. I agree at times. But the bottom line is, sometimes the intangibles of building better roads, getting more people in and out of your city, getting your city up and moving and breathing and looking like a top city. Dallas is dead in the bleeping water. You know who we are? We're bleacher seat ticket holders. We pay as little as we can to sit as far away from the action as we can.
Number two, always fun when Norm Hitzkus gets into it with a caller.